Let's turn in God's Word now to John chapter 8. John chapter 8, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 59. John 8, and we're reading verses 1 through 59. And John 8, beginning in verse 1, these are God's words. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me, nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever, or abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you that the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast the devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast to him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Those are God's words. Every man went to his house. That's the end of the last chapter, chapter 7. Every man went unto his own house. Chapter 8 begins, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And some Bibles say this passage is not in Scripture. They're wrong. And here the scribes and Pharisees, they try to set a trap. Stop that. Listen. Scribes and the Pharisees, they try to set a trap for Jesus by bringing unto him a woman who was caught in adultery, in the very act of it. And actually, as the Proverbs and Psalmists say often, it leads themselves to falling into their own trap. They try to trap Jesus. They fall into a trap. Jesus says, verse 7, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Hypocrites, beloved, are very severe judges against others and flatter themselves while they are in sin. And so what about you? I see a lot of in the John's Gospel and the Gospels themselves, a lot of hypocrisy from the scribes and Pharisees. So are you like these hypocrites, these scribes and Pharisees that are very severe in judging towards others and yet still in your sin? And if you are condemned, ashamed of your sin, then this passage calls you to turn to Jesus Christ, to go and sin no more, just like he said to the woman. He says in verse 12, "And Jesus then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That means if you truly follow Jesus, you don't walk in darkness. You don't walk in sin. You're not going to be a liar, because what? The father of lies is the devil. And you don't follow after him. If your father is truly God, then you are people of the truth. And so, just like Jesus says to the woman, go and sin no more. The rest of the passage is taken up in different conversations with those hostile toward him, towards Jesus, trying to stir up controversy. Conversations concerning first his being the light of the world, through verse 20. Concerning the ruin of unbelieving Jews, through verse 30. Concerning freedom and bondage, through verse 37. Concerning his father and their father, who's the devil, through verse 41 or 47. And concerning the immortality of believers to the end of the chapter. Beloved, Jesus is the light of the world. And if you are in any sin, in darkness, come unto the light of Christ alone for life eternal. Otherwise, if you continue in your sin, ruin is coming for you just as it did the Jews. And in this, we've learned previously that we ought not to be prideful about the Jews. Romans 11 says, "Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches," that's the Jews, "take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness. If," that's goodness towards us, "if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off." And so a warning to the church that we ought to remain faithful in Christ, that we ought to turn and continue to turn from our sins to him who is the light of the world. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful today for your word. We're thankful that you have shown to us your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. And we pray that you would bring us out of darkness, even the little tiny dark recesses of where we go in our sin. Bring us out of our sin and shine a light upon us. Shine a light upon the sin to show what it truly is in your sight. That it leads to eternal death. That it leads to corruption, to more sin, to being not satisfied, to not having any comfort or healing or any good thing, but curses forever and ever. Help us to see by the light of your countenance these things, even through your Son, that we would flee the darkness and run to that light of the world, Jesus Christ. And Father, we need your help in all of this. Even as we come to the Lord's Supper this evening, we know that we have sinned. We have not properly prepared our hearts and examined ourselves in coming to worship and in coming to the Lord's Supper and to your table. The table that is set apart and holy for it is yours, and it is for your children alone. Father, we're thankful that you invite us to the table. And yet, Father, we have not examined who we are before you. Not well enough, if we've examined ourselves. And so, Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would not bring unto us that illnesses or sicknesses or even death, as you warn for those who do not prepare or who don't examine themselves or examine the body. And so, Father, we pray that you would prepare our hearts now. Now we profess and confess our sins before you, the living and true God, that we have turned from you. We have gone in the fleshly way and not in the way of the Holy Spirit, but we've grieved the Spirit and quenched the Spirit, even the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you have cared for us and watched over us. You've been our sun and our shield, our protector. And even when we sleep, you neither slumber nor sleep. And you watch over us and care for us. And so, Father, we're thankful that you're the God who watches and cares, protects and provides, who is our healer and sustainer. And yet we continue to walk and turn from you. What wayward people. We are no different than the prodigal son. And Father, we ask that you would not allow us to turn from you. Keep us turning to you and continue running to you by your Spirit and by your strength, for we are weak. But we're thankful that you are strong. Father, we do ask that you would grant us greater faith in Jesus, your Son, and we would have greater love for him, for you, for the Spirit, for each other and the body of Christ, but also towards our fellow man. Father, we ask that you would grant us a renewal of repentance in our lives. True repentance, where we turn from our sins unto Christ with grief and hatred over our sin, with sorrow and weeping. We pray that you would send your Holy Spirit and bring forth revival by your hand and by your Spirit alone. We cannot create revival. And the church, it seems, is here in our nation, weak and flailing about, trying to stay afloat. So, Father, we pray for a revival in our land, and that you would send your Spirit and do your great work in salvation of many of your elect throughout this nation and throughout the world. But we need your Spirit. Father, we do pray also for our nation. You would cause our nation to turn back to you. Our nation would repent and turn to Christ, your Son, and covenant with Christ. We pray for those who are away from us this Lord's Day, and praying for Kendall and Carla, Oscar, Michelle, Shane, Arian, and Levi and Boaz. Also, Jake, who is not here this morning. And the Quashes and Dangs and Father, many people are not here today and away. And Father, we pray that you will bring them back safely to us and quickly, that we would be able to be one together as a congregation of your church. We're thankful for those who are able to worship with other congregations this Lord's Day, in which we acknowledge and exalt in you that we have the church throughout the world that is one. And we're not divided in that way, that we can join together and worship with others. And Father, we're thankful for the gospel that is faithfully proclaimed in those churches that do proclaim it, because you've upheld them by your grace and by your Spirit. And you have not yet snuffed out their lampstands, and we praise you for this, nor have you done so here. And so we praise you for that, and we're thankful. We pray also for our bodies, that you would heal us, and we do pray for Lynn He was in the hospital. We pray that you would strengthen him. We ask that you would also be with Deanne and strengthen her body and give her strength. And Father, we also ask that you would watch over and care for each one, that you would grant us grace by your Holy Spirit and uphold our bodies even in these days, that we would be upheld also in our souls, knowing that our strength, that strength that you provide to us comes alone by your mercy and your loving kindness towards us. And so grant it to us. Now, Father, we do pray now also, as we continue worshiping you, that you would, by your grace, speak your word unto us, that you would bless the giving that we give unto you from the first fruits of our lives, that you have provided, and that we would be godly stewards. Father, we ask that you would be with us in our partaking of the Lord's Supper, that you would grant to us the seeing and the feeding upon Christ, your Son, in his body and his blood, by faith, and him by your Spirit. And Father, we do pray for the church in our, the churches in our presbytery, that you would provide ministers for Laramie, Manhattan, and then the church in Denver, that you would grant to them godly ministers, faithful. If there be any who are wicked, unfaithful, just going about it to get a paycheck, that you would bring them down and raise up godly men who love your word and who are faithful by your Holy Spirit, and bold and zealous for the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ, unashamed, as we prayed this morning. We pray that you would raise all of us up to be such people, to be godly and bold in preaching and proclaiming the gospel and evangelism as we go out from here, and also to one another. And that you would give us gracious hearts as we speak the truth and seek to speak the truth in love to our neighbor. May you bring about a great ingathering of your people, even as you send forth your Holy Spirit, if it be your will. May you would cause us even at the right time to plant another church and send out missionaries, send men to be trained to be pastors and elders and deacons and godly husbands, godly wives and mothers, fathers. Train us in these things and more as you desire of us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.